704, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The U.S. Senate is back at work today, and senators are under pressure to get some kind of deal on coronavirus relief, CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senators are coming back to the same problem they left last week, a wide gulf between the two parties and even among Republicans themselves on the size and scope of another coronavirus package. Congress has already let federal unemployment benefits and a moratorium on rental evictions lapse. At the end of this week, PPP expires. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett says he'd support delaying the August recess, which starts Saturday, in order to reach an agreement. The House left last Friday, but can be called back within 24 hours' notice. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Residents have voted to get rid of a name tied to the KKK in a neighborhood in Denver. Stapleton in northeast Denver will be renamed Central Park. The name Stapleton came from a former mayor and Klan member. State Senator Angela Williams said the change is something that needs to be replicated to move the country forward.
We're saying here in our neighborhood that we don't support racism. We don't support social injustices. And we don't support anything that is representative of that.
Activists' years-long effort to change the name picked up steam after George Floyd's killing in Minnesota. A Boulder man has pleaded guilty to a $32 million bank fraud scheme. Michael Leslie admitted to selling fraudulent mortgages to a bank in Texas. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Colorado announced the plea deal. Leslie will be sentenced in November. El Paso County is further limiting the number of people allowed at indoor events. The Gazette reports that gathering indoors will be limited to 100 people. That's down from 175 a few weeks ago. Colorado Springs has highs in the 80s today around Denver. Its temperatures are close to 90, with a chance for rain this afternoon. This is CPR News.